The words of God given to us today are Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 through 9. Allow me to read the words. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas. And the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turned away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Amen." The process that people live can have three stages of so-called well-being, well-aging, and well-dying. If life can be compared to a flight travel, taking off would be birth. Before preparing for landing, we could face some turbulence on the way, and the landing could mean death. As if a flight attendant prepares for landing, the process to get ready for the last landing in life is called hospice, a care which helps well dying. Hospice caregivers help terminally ill patients for whom medical treatment no more works, and their families, to prepare themselves for death and reduce pain. Our church also has a hospice care team working since several years ago, visiting Saemul Hospice to provide care for terminal patients. What terminal patients regret about their life are, in most cases, that they could not give more. They could not express more candidly and truly what they kept in mind, and they could not love more. At the 911 terrorist attack, a hijacked airplane crashed into the World Trade Center with fire. People started evacuating there, but only in 1.5 hours after the collision, the two buildings collapsed. In such a short period of time, more than 3,500 people sacrificed. Faced with an emergency, people in the building tried everything to contact outside. They tried to deliver what they felt in mind to their beloved families and friends in every possible way. What do they think at the time? And what were the last words they left? Most of them were short but meaningful. Sorry, thank you, and love you. One of the most surprising lessons that people facing death tell us is that life doesn't end when being diagnosed with a terminal illness, and rather it really starts when admitting death. The remaining life becomes suddenly a lot more important, hoping they could live their remaining days of life more truly. So they teach us to live your precious time as best as you can. When is your last time to look at the sea? When did you smell the scent of a foggy morning? When did you look at the sky with feeling in your mind? Do you remember the last time you say love to your family? Many people live near the sea, but they don't have time to say it. Are you truly touching and tasting your life? Do you find and feel something special in today of ordinary life? People have many lessons in the end of their lives, but it's too late to act the lesson. That's why they feel life is too short, because time is not enough to finish things what they feel lacking about. The book of Jonah, chapter 1, that we've thought five times together, is the center of continuous events. Giving up an influential position as a prophet, he had a series of extreme changes, accidents, and events. He went a long way to Tarsus, was faced with confusion, questioned, public trial, thrown away to the sea, and in danger of death. During the time, he was busy and active, so action and environment meant a lot to him. In chapter 2, however, Jonah is in the belly of a fish. Everything around him is dark. He cannot move even an inch. Connections with others are severed. He doesn't even know where he is now. It is sad that in an emergency, when people are in panic, IQ could become 40 points lower than as usual. Therefore, when there is a fire, people unusually take longer time, being confused where to go, and are sacrificed in many cases. Jonah here also doesn't know where he is and what he should do. At a life or death point that Jonah is faced out of the blue, he cannot make a decision. But one thing sure is that he's not dead, despite feeling dead, and the feeling that he might not have enough time. Then, the only thing he could do is praying and thinking. The pain that Jonah had is both physical and spiritual. The physical pain was at deep inside the water, on the earth, and inside the fish. In addition to the physical pain, he was painful spiritually as well. His soul was tired with feelings that he was dispelled from the Lord and obsessed with a sense of guilt that he betrayed the grace. Physical pain is difficult, but spiritual pain is harder to stand. The verse 7 testifies about Jonah's spiritual pain as follows. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. The origin of the "when my life was ebbing away" is petaf alai nafshi, meaning that the soul was completely overwhelmed and couldn't breathe. The original of petatav is a tough, stressing a state that a soul or a spirit is totally knocked down with great despair. This is why the New American Standard translated this as "while I was fainting away." This expression indicates physical and mental and spiritual pain as such in the Psalm 107, 4-5. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. The Psalm 140, 3-4 also says, "The enemy pursues me, he crushes me to the ground, he makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me, my heart within me is dismayed." When you get furious being betrayed by someone you trust, when falsely accused by your friends, when you were denied by precious people you love, feeling hurt and discouraging, when people look at you with suspicious eyes, when you are falsely treated as a person who disgraces your name as a Christian and goodwill that you have relied on as the last resort, when you are sick alone without having a friend to visit, those are times when my life was ebbing away. When Jonah was in pain as dreadful as he fainted, who was it in Jonah's mind? His mother? Many would think of their hometown, where they grew up. Others think of their beloved families. Although these thoughts give a moment of relief and short happiness, ultimate peace cannot be brought, and the problem of death cannot be dealt with basically by them. Before the reality of death, modern medicine, cutting-edge science and technology don't work at all. The process of dying is unspeakable fear and pain. It's fundamental pain of human being. Under such circumstance, Jonah thought of God the Lord. He thought of the absolute God who created human life and takes control over death. In Hebrews 2:9, it is said, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." Jesus, who came down on earth as a Son of God, experienced the pain of death and solved the problem of death at source. And continuously in the verse 15, "And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of God, fear of death." Hospice caregivers are experiencing all the time how this word means and becomes comfort and hope. Free those who all their lives were held in pain by their fear of death. The word "I remembered you, Lord" means Zakarati. The origin, Zakar, means to remember, as if engrave a stone plate. Jonah's soul was completely hurt and suffocated, but despite under such a hopeless environment, he made a desperate effort not to forget, remember, and think of Jehovah God. To think is described in the Proverbs 23:7, "For he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost." What we think becomes the starting point of how we feel our life. What I thought yesterday is today's reality, and the life of tomorrow depends on what we are thinking today. So thinking decides identity and life of a person. Then what does it mean that Jonah thought of Jesus at the moment of crisis? First, Jonah thought of what Lord did. It is described about Jonah in the verse 6 as follows: "To the roots of the mountains he sank down. The earth beneath barred him in forever, and he was in the depth of the pit." As was written in the Isaiah 40:27, "My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God." He couldn't see the way ahead and felt fragile out of God's control. Also, as in the Isaiah 49:14, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." However, God did not let Jonah alone. God saved him out of pain in an unexpected way while in pain. In the latter half of the verse 6, it is said, "But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God." When saying, "You brought my life up from the pit," Jonah might think of Job, who were sitting on an ash heap, Joseph, thrown away in a pit without water to drink, David, hiding in a cave. And God, who saved them and used them as figures in history. Thinking deeply about it, God has never forgotten me or forsaken me. In Isaiah 49:15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Also, God does not abandon or regard His chosen people. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 through 8, God is that, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The confession of when my life was ebbing away is about God, who is bigger than my imagination, not such small God whom Jonah had known and confined within me. God, who is with me, lives my life, saves me from the hopeless pit, and who will save me from any predicament that I could be put in the future. Second, Jonah thought about the word of God. Jonah thought of God's word when his soul was tired. Most part of Jonah's prayer in the chapter 2 is about what Jonah meditated or thought about the word of God he had been taught. The verse 2 quoted the Psalms chapter 120, verse 1, and the verse 3, Psalms chapter 42, verse 7. Verse 5 quoted the Psalms chapter 69, verse 1 of David's sigh. When we are in trouble, we should spend time of pain with praying with God's words. Jonah thought about the Bible that he had listened and been taught from his childhood. The biggest legacy that we can pass on to our beloved children is not possessions and materials, but good habits with which they can live their life right under any situation, and faith based on the Bible that keeps the virtues right. The Psalm chapter 119, verse 81 through 86 say, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wind skin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. To look at the Lord and think about the word of God when in trouble is beautiful tradition of our ancestors of faith who won in this troubled water with faith. Even the Son of God depended on the word of God to beat the Satan when exhausted and tested by Satan after 40 days of fast. Faithful life is to think and act based on the virtues of God's words and the Bible, not following my thoughts or my judgment coming from my experience and knowledge. When you fail to think of the word, there is no hope in such life. Of course, this means that memorizing the Bible would help, but it is to stress that you should think deeply about the love and teaching of God who loves you, chose and come to you among all the creatures in the universe. Third, Jonah thought about the plan of God toward him. To find the will of God toward you is difficult when all events are going on. In the events, you would be immersed in. However, when all things pass by, you will find the touches of God amid trouble and pain. In verse 1, He's God. Verse 4, from God's sight. Verse 6, O Lord my God. And verse 9, what I have vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. There are all the words that describe the relationship between God and Jonah in his prayer. Although in chapter 1 they are full of events and accidents, now there are descriptions of the relationship between God and Jonah. Looking at touches of God, tracing him who ran away from the face of God, he made his mind not to look at Tarsus or follow his desires again, and he resolutes to look at God's holy temple, not Tarsus. The temple to worship God, receive the word of God, and make friends with God was the center of faith at the time of Jonah. His confession and resolution toward the holy temple of God, who is the home of his soul and salvation, instead of being out of life, gets new hope, courage, and strength. In the Psalms chapter 84, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till it appears before God in Zion. While passing through the valley of Baca, God prepared a place of springs when my life was ebbing away, and you get more strength and experience of meeting God. So the meaning of I remembered you, Lord, is to look back on the history of spiritual community that God called for, where we belong to, and think about God being and talk with us. Jonah mentions the memory, worship, and resolution three times in the prayer of chapter 2. I recently heard some interesting story from a professor who works for the Yanghwajing Young People School. The area near Hapjeongdong, Sangsu-dong, and Seogyo-dong, where our church is based, is called Hongdae-ap, meaning in front of Hongik University by young people. However, people when in front of the Hongik University don't know where is Hongik University if asked by someone where it is. So professors of Hongik University explain, my college is in front and the back of Hongik University. Then they say, oh, I see now. This is a satire about Hongdae-ap culture, which is far different with the Hongik University. Doesn't the same go to the member of 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, which sits in Yanghuajin. Although many people across country and the world visit Yanghuajin to experience a great grace, there are a lot of those who haven't watched the video covering the history of Yanghuajin and early missionaries, or made a tour around the Yanghuajin Hall and cemetery. So, if I ask members who have not visited the Martyrs' Memorial in Yongin to raise your hands, well, most of you will do. If we earnestly look back on and think about the history of our church, our community, it is also to apply today's words to us. Since the foundation in July 2005 to preserve and maintain Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Korean Christianity Martyrs Memorial in Yongin, our church has had a lot of unwanted troubles. There are several times of accusations, lawsuits, slander, and defamation. On 23rd February 2013, a lawsuit case regarding cancellation of registration of Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery was finalized by the ruling of the Supreme Court. This case was filed by Mr. Peter Underwood and Mr. John Linton, Representative and Secretary General of Gyeongsang American Cemetery Association, respectively. The court unanimously ruled for 4 years in 3 months that all the appeals made by the plaintiff were dismissed, and the cost should be assumed by the plaintiff. The Union Church moved out from the space they used in April and June after the ruling, and in early October, they sent the lawsuit cost, and the legal problem has closed out. In late September, with the help of Dr. Kim Hyun-soo of Esther Park Foundation, Mr. Clifford G. King, the only grandchild of Sherwood Hall, rest in peace in Yanghuajin, and Mr. and Mrs. Priscilla Walbone, granddaughter of missionary Walbone, visited Yanghuajin, offered worship service, and donated goods their grandfathers left. The descendants of Yanghuajin confirmed that 100th Anniversary Memorial Church is earnestly making efforts to pass the faith and life of missionaries and donated more after they got back home. They will be exhibited in this autumn in Yanghuajin Hall. Also, we were donated with 2,328 articles and records of Mr. John Taekbu, who took a decisive role in keeping Yanghuajin, which could have disappeared in Han River development and Subway Line 2 construction projects. In addition, we offered a worship service in January with the presence of Chairman and Principal of Yonsei University to memorize 10th anniversary of the death of Dr. Won Il-han Underwood III. The member of visitors in Yanghuajin for 1 year and 5 months is 38,131, 14% increase year to year. The member officially exceeds 500,000 this week since the start of our service of Yanghuajin Guide in September 2006. These events become turning points to the Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery. This is an outcome that numerous people have dedicated themselves to preserve and maintain Yanghuajin, since the foundation of our church. Now, Yanghwajin is a beloved home and spiritual starting point of faith, serving as a beautiful memorial place, thinking about God in this troubled world of Korea in the early 21st century. The story of Jonah, chapter 2, we talk today. It's beautiful with expressions and content. It is a drama with the miracle of salvation, grace, praise, gratefulness, life, new hope, and happy ending. However, this beautiful prayer is not about the beautiful Mediterranean Sea, nor the fish that ate Jonah, and nor Jonah, the writer. God, who finds the disciple running away from his face to save him and express his providence and control. The owner of 100th Anniversary Memorial Church and Yanghwajin is also God. Although we should respect the beautiful sacrifice of missionaries who are rest in peace in Yanghwajin, they're still not the main characters. God, who called those missionaries, made them sacrifice, is truly great. This is the message from God through the Word. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, to us and to our community. Let us pray. God, Jonah remembered and thought about God in horrible pain and agony of life facing death. Help us remember and think of God till the end of our life. Allow us to remember the grace God had given us in our life. Think about the Word of God in pain. Look back upon the history of community of faith and follow God's will as a mature Christian. We give our thanks to God for setting up 100th Anniversary Memorial Church on the hill of Yanghwajin, letting our church to spread the gospel of life so that many souls can receive the good news of salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.